are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
How to speak your mind without sounding like a bitch. She's mastered her customer service voice and everyone thinks she's sweet.
Tracy?
You're always going to sound like a bitch when you're giving your opinion, unfortunately.
It's part of being a woman.
Yeah, I was going to say, girl, accept that the fact nobody calls a guy a bitch whenever they're just voicing their opinion. Mm-hmm. Voice that opinion.
Yeah, this is society. Yeah, this is the society we live in. And
unfortunately, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You're just going to have to just tell them... Cocky, not cocky, but confident. And that's just what it is. You just gotta, we're all gonna be bitches. It's just what it is. I've accepted it. I'm a bitch every time I respond to somebody on Instagram because they're mean to me and I respond and they're like, see, this is how she responds. Like, yeah, bitch, at what point do I just continue to let you all shit on me?
Imagine somebody posts on your page and they're like, you're mean to me. And you're like, bitch, you came here.
You came here.
You just called me ugly.
And made a fake like, profile, thanks. Came here, and I'm supposed to like not react to it. Weird, weird flex, but okay.
Oh my God. Okay, let's see. I'm 20 and I have MS. I use a walker. Need advice on how to tell a guy before we meet up. Oh, that's fucking so tough. Be so strong. MS at 20 years old is fucking crazy.
She's 20?
20 years old.
I feel like that has to totally be a conversation before you guys start really talking. Like, some guys, you're going to waste your time. You're going to start really liking them and then they're going to end up being dicks. Mm-hmm. Do you know? I feel like if you just put it out there, or how are you meeting these guys? Maybe like a dating profile. Maybe just throw it on the dating profile.
She is so cute. Hold on.
I'm sure.
She's so pretty. Okay. Yeah. No, I mean, not that being pretty made a difference, but you're so pretty. Like, fuck the walker, who gives a shit? But that's a really good idea. Put it in your dating profile.
I feel like just put it, like, I put that I have 3 kids right on my dating profile because I'm like, I'm not going to like wait and have a conversation and be like, ooh, whoops, got 3 kids under 6. Like, and then hit them with that because they need to know. And I'm not at all comparing myself to anybody dealing with MS, but like just to be really, really upfront about anything that makes you a little bit insecure or worried that somebody may think, why didn't she tell me that from the beginning? Maybe throw it
out there. I'd love to talk to this girl more because, like,
yeah,
I have to imagine that a large reason she doesn't put it on a dating profile is because of how quick and snap judgmental people can be on. But, like, also, that's something that when you're talking about actually dating, that's a really big thing to have looming over the future.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it takes a special kind of person to actually want to put in the amount of love and effort that goes into that. Not to say that like you're a burden or anything in the nothing of that regard. It's just so many people are shallow and not and selfish.
Yeah. But that's why I'm saying to put it out there, because say you're swiping and he says, oh, a girl with MS, like if he's not into it, he's not going to waste his time. But then you're not wasting your time because you're not being like, oh, wow, I actually like this guy, for you to end up telling him and him be like, yeah, no. If he sees it and it doesn't bother him, you already know that guy's a good guy because he's like, OK, and who cares? Like, doesn't mean that person's any different. So I feel like putting it out there is something that almost has to be done because that's a substantial bit of advice that like, or bit of information, I mean, that like people need to know when attempting to date you. Like, I think it's super important. It's hard.
I just also hope she's not like fetishized for it, which is fucked up.
True.
Oh, I mean, well, this is dating on the internet. You could be fetishized for any. I was just asked if they could hook up with me because they've always wanted to fuck a mom. Like, people fucking do that to everybody. So unfortunately, like that's going to happen to everybody. And in her situation, we wouldn't want her to be taken advantage of. However, that's the risk you take when you're dating online and meeting people off the internet. Like, that's what it is.
I mean, I would just try it both ways. Like, put it in the profile for a little bit. And then don't for a little bit. I mean,
ooh, do it the TikTok way. Create 2 different accounts and put it in one and not the other.
I didn't even hear about that.
Alan loves TikTok.
Yeah, he's the biggest fan.
It's like, fuck, you never think it. Alan loves TikTok. Loki loves TikTok. Yeah.
The most fucked up thing is like, I don't have my own profile. I have y'all's profile, so I can't like anything.
Oh, yeah, true. I forgot.
I'm just a lurker.
You're not even like an upfront lurker where you have your own with no picture. It's like, here, I'm 2 30 something year old girls.
I'd love to see the content that Bad Examples is watching.
Yeah. Like, we gotta look at the algorithm and how it's changed.
Yeah.
Rachel made fun of me yesterday. She was like, half of your videos are like nerdy shit and then other half are like girls with their ass out. And I was like, what can I say?
Wow.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Tina.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Obsessed with the Best.
We met in a spin class in New York City.
Right after my Brazilian wax.
Oof.
And we've been friends ever since. We've worked as actresses, singers, models, makeup artists, and producers.
Depending on the week, we're doing something totally different. And because of our jobs, we have to try everything. Products, trends, you name it.
And then we give you the real deal over drinks.
We promise to only talk about the best of the best. The things we're absolutely obsessed with.
And we cover it all because we know that a book and a documentary can add just as much value to your life as a jade roller and a cocktail.
Welcome to Obsessed with the Best with Alex and Tina. Don't forget to like, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Obsessed with the Best Pod.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
What's up, guys? I'm Julian Spivak.
And I'm Carly Camara Spivak.
This is We're Just Talking, a conversation podcast hosted by your favorite Jersey Shore millennials and made possible by Demi Lewitt Productions.
We like to just shoot the shit on topics like current events, travel, careers, self-care,
wellness, fitness, and everything in between.
We usually like to do it over a glass of dry red or a stiff bourbon, but that's beside the point.
We love to hear from our listeners, so be sure to slide into the DMs at our Instagram at WJTPodcast or send us an email at WJTPodcast@gmail.com.
And of course, follow and rate us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not that serious. We're just talking.
Lauren, we are sisters.
That's true.
And we host a celebrity-obsessed podcast called Pop Apologists.
We also love Taylor Swift. Chandler, how are you managing to cope while we await Taylor's new album?
Look, I want to be put into a medically induced coma and wake up on April 19th, but I'm not sure my insurance is going to cover it.
Join us on our pop culture podcast, Pop Apologists, where we will be dishing on all things celebrity news and deep diving every word and note of Taylor's new album.
Pop Apologists.
Pop Apologists.
Okay, how about this one? Tell us a ridiculous fart story with you or the kids involved.
I mean, Jaden farts all the time and is like, I farted. Wow. And I'm like, maybe
why
we don't.
Jaden have all the kids? Is she the gassiest kid?
Oh, no, she just is the one to announce it. Like, Skylar will do it shadily. And then Julian doesn't know that you can't hear it. So, I mean, Jaden's like, I farted. I'm like, you don't have to announce that to everyone. I appreciate the honesty, but at the same time, we could do without.
I had a serious thought about this the other day, actually.
Why?
Because I'm so weird about bathroom and like potty talk, and I don't want to make my kid a fucking weirdo, but I also like how do I normalize it? Do you know what I mean? Like, without being weird and without being like me.
Okay, so go ahead, Alan.
Jess, you're not going to be the one to normalize it. What's going to happen is Denny is going to get your kid to fart and constantly blame it on you.
Yeah,
in public settings.
He's going to be like, ew, mommy, that's gross.
No, yeah. He knows I get so mad.
I'm just kidding. I'm not letting you know that's what's going to happen. So I have a really close family friend, and I didn't know that they said this until my daughter was born. Skylar was born. She came over to hold her, and she was holding her, and she's like, oh, my God, she's so cute. She goes, oh. She sparkled.
She sparkled.
And I was like, I love what? That. And she goes, oh, we don't use the word farting. It's too ugly. We say sparkle. And her daughter's like 30 now. And she still says, she was like, oh, the baby sparkled.
Okay, I'm stealing it. It's done. I could talk. We're talking sparkles. I could do it.
Yeah, my mom's like best friend, Kathleen, and her daughter, we always laugh about it. Because I was like, I can't believe, like, and it's so normal for them to say.
Yeah.
It's so funny. It's just what comes from them. Like, they don't use the other word.
The baby sparkled the other day. And like, she just carried on with her life. Like, it's not even a thing. It's just what your body does. Like, yeah. It's part of just being a human. And, you know, she didn't skip a beat. And I like looked at Danny and I was like, isn't she amazing? Like, I was so impressed by that. And he's like, she's a fucking baby, you know?
Jess is totally stealing sparkle.
And I'm like, shit, how do I not make sparkling a big thing, you know?
Yeah, that's what you should do, is steal her thing.
Do you have a funny sparkling story?
No.
Yeah, you do.
Do I?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
Alan, come on, save this
Alan,
one.
Alan, come on. Yeah, let me think. I know.
I love how me and you were like, refused to answer any question. We're like, we don't sparkle. Alan, you sparkle. We don't There's have orgies. Alan, you have orgies.
Oh, specifically, it has to be a moment where I farted. Yeah. I'm not saying sparkled. I'm a grown-ass man. I will say I farted.
I don't think I have a story.
Alan, do you ever do it on Rachel?
Oh, all the time.
Why do men do that? They love, like, fucking Dutch ovening the bed.
I mean, the reason I fucking war if he does it in the bed. I get so mad.
The reason I do it, I tell her, I said, you know, when I married you, I signed a contract to annoy the hell out of you until we die.
Well, there you go. So, there you go.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. I mean, I'll say the funniest farting story I have wasn't me. It was my family was on vacation with another family, and we were in a cabin somewhere in Tennessee, like during the middle of the winter. And it happened to be that the mom of the other family had just recently had surgery, and like they had some of the stuff where like they put the gas into you and so it slowly is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And it got so bad that literally we all had to go outside in the middle of winter with snow everywhere because the house smelled so bad. And she was like, I'm so sorry.
I'm cringing. To blow up a house is on an- I mean, that's on another level.
She didn't Dutch oven. She Dutch house.
Girl, are you okay now?
Yeah, you sis, you okay? I mean, blow up a bathroom, but to a whole house? Oh my God.
Jesus Christ. This one I have to answer because I think it's hilarious. Is Jess planning more kids while she's still young? Thank you for calling me young.
Yes. A-O.
Do you want to be my new best friend, bro?
A-okay.
Yeah, I'd like to do it while I'm young. Yes, I don't want to be fucking 100. This has already aged me 10 years, so, and I'm only 9 months in. Dear Trey and Jay, what would you tell your younger self to not waste money on?
Clothes.
Yeah.
Because you grow out of the clothes.
I mean, we literally grew out of them. Like, we gained enough weight, we grew out of them.
No, yeah. It's so weird because I look back and I saved so much stuff from the show because, like, it was so much money.
So much.
Also, your feet grow when you're pregnant. Don't buy shoes.
Yeah.
Mine grew 2 sizes.
Ooh, they stayed big?
Yeah. Oh, they're big.
Oh.
Yeah, big feet forever. But so all those shoes, I had a shoe wall in my other house. Completely gone. All those shoes.
I kind of have the same regrets. Like, my fashion, like, did I really need to have... Mm-hmm. A Gucci bag, a Burberry bag. Like, I'm so over the designer. I guess now that we do live in a age where, because of the internet, you can get like super cool shit for good prices.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I look back on, like, I had Burberry rain boots. I guess how many times I wore those.
Yeah,
I'm not wearing Burberry when it rains. Why would I buy Burberry rain boots?
I had Dior snow boots. And I used to wear them with skirt.
I just threw a pair of Dior sunglasses away. I'm like,
those
why?
Black and white bubble ones, like the moon boots. Oh, the Dior ones. I had those. Yeah.
Waste. Total waste of money.
Total waste. I had Louboutins that I wore for Jerzylicious photo shoots.
The most uncomfortable shoes ever.
Never again. Never again. Now I'm
trying to think of something for myself. And like, the only thing I can think about is how much money I spend on food.
Mm-hmm.
And if I went back in time, like, I'd be like, don't do this. And my old self would be like, okay, I won't. and then would order like fucking McDonald's or something anyway.
The worst part about spending money on food is when the meal does not live up to your standards.
Oh my God.
That is very upsetting.
Also when you order on DoorDash. Because it comes and it's like soggy and you're like, wow. And they double the price. And you're like, $40 for this one chicken sandwich?
Double
Fuck you guys.
The price. How are we supporting these companies?
No,
they're
because
the biggest
we're so
scam.
Lazy.
They fuck the restaurant. Mm-hmm. They fuck the driver. And they fuck us. So DoorDash, Uber Eats, they're trash. I've deleted them off my phone 100 times and I can't stop re-putting them on. It's an addiction.
I do it too. On 420, I ordered from a restaurant that had like a 420 special where everything was buy one, get one.
Genius.
And
great marketing.
I ordered and forgot about it until it showed up almost 2 hours later.
This is what I'm saying. It's wild. I don't get it. Wait, hold on. Let me see if I could find an example here because someone literally just said this to me the other day. Hold on. Okay, ready? They ordered Qdoba 3-cheese nachos. So chips and cheese, no meat, right?
Yeah.
3-cheese nachos, $9.15. Fine. Subtotal, $9.15. Delivery fee,
$4.
$3.99. Yeah. Fees and estimated tax, $4.95. So $5.
Yeah.
With a tip, a generous tip. I mean, you're talking a cuisine.
$25 nachos.
Yeah. Like $25 chips and cheese, a cuisine that you could go to a nice fucking restaurant and have a good meal.
Yeah.
Like a really good meal for $25. Fucking crazy.
The audacity, really.
The audacity. And I can't. I know it's wrong.
Yeah.
I know
still
it's
do
wrong.
It.
It's like masturbation. I know I shouldn't be doing it. I know Pastor Allen would look down on me, but I can't stop.
Don't stop.
I can't stop. Don't I stop. Regret it every time I'm finished, but.
You're lying. You love it.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.